Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you have an opportunity to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, or even a deep fryer. We're just came off Cinco de Mayo, so I've had my belly full of margaritas yesterday, so we're going to move on a little bit beyond that and maybe hit a little bit. Mother's Day's coming up, right? And we want to do this a little bit Grilling Guys style. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, happy weekend, and thanks for joining us, taking a little time to hang out with us, two boneheads who think we know how to grill. But we know that you know how to grill. There's lots of you out there that are great smokers, barbecue people, foodies, and we love getting your input. We love it when you go to our Facebook page and post pictures or tag us in your silly situations because we're pathetic.
But we're dedicated, so that's the good thing. But so Barbecue Bob, we usually start off the show with what we might have grilled or smoked last week. What was on your fire?
Well, I grilled quite a few times this week. It was rainy, and I just was hungry, I think. I don't know what it was, but my bride went out to California, so I'm batching it. When I batch it, I get to make what I want.
So I
did some venison steaks a couple nights ago. Then the next night I did some chicken and some beautiful sirloin steaks, and I made up a great big pan of fried rice. I got that giant skillet. The one I had to get a little bigger than the one I got you.
Right. Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I did some.
There's that, right?
It's
skillet envy.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're on the right side of that equation,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes. So I did some fried rice in that because the boys were hanging out with me this week. Alex and Jordan are home from college.
They still eat like horses?
And, and Libby loves fried rice. So I made up a giant pan of it, and that went over really well. But, I had to take my brother out for his birthday the other night, so I went down to Kingsland Hardware, and I got one of those big Ace toolboxes and a bunch of cool barbecue supplies, and I got a Grilling Guy sticker, a Hart Brewing Company sticker, Schmoes, and a Founder sticker, and put some microbrew stickers on the box and made him a little grilling box for a birthday present, threw some spices in it. That went over really well.
He
loved it. I met him for dinner. But that's what we're going to talk about is how the kids can do gifts for mom, and you don't have to take them shopping all the time. Sometimes you have the stuff right in your house, or you just need a little bit of cheap stuff, and we're going to try and guide you into that. And what inspired me was I looked at a gift that my girls made me when they were, I'm going to say, 4 and 6, and they took a plain white hat. That's back when it was the hard, stiff mesh, you know, the big dome hat.
The air on the back,
yes,
but the cloth on
yes.
the front and the little mesh on the back.
And,
yeah.
Maggie and Emily, Maureen did it for them. You know, dipped their hands in paint, and they put their little hands on the hat, and so it's got an I Heart Daddy on it. And I hardly ever wore the hat because I loved it so much, and it was white, and I wanted to keep it nice. That still hangs on my hat rack.
Yep.
You know, I will not ever get rid of it. I'll never wear it because I don't want to get it dirty. But I've worn it a few times. But, you know, I have like 200 hats. So I'm kind of one of those hat whores, I think
right.
is what you
exactly.
call it. But those are cool things that we want to talk about. And, you know, I think last week or the week before we talked about this right here.
It was last week.
That car kit?
Yeah, the car kit.
And I'm thinking, why can't mom do that? Why can't you make, you know, an emergency road kit for mom for her car? Because if you're like a lot of us, your wife or mom or mother, the kid's mom, she's got everything, right?
Well, she should have if you're taking care of her, right, Bob? Yeah.
From our minds, she does, so we don't know what to get. So how about if you make her up a nice little emergency road kit with like some jumper cables, flare?
Is that kind of on the – I see the love in that, right? But is that kind of on the line of, I know the vacuum isn't working so well for you now, so I'm going to get you a new vacuum to make it easier for you?
This isn't going to make her work. This could save her life. You know, so so a cell phone charger, flashlight, water first aid, a blanket, little fire extinguisher, whatever, those 12-volt compressors, some flares, toe straps, shovel.
How about road service and a new cell phone? And just so she can call somebody and be taken care of and then get down and change the tire.
You can always do that, but what if her phone died, she forgot it, there's no cell coverage,
sure,
and she's stranded by the side of the road? How good a husband are you if you don't have her prepared? You suck as a husband. That's what you do.
Maybe that's why I'm not one right now. You know, that could be the case. You never know. But this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're not giving marriage counseling on this show. But in honor of Cinco de Mayo, I'm gonna circle back, and I made some marinated flank steak, and we had fajitas.
Nice.
On Friday, right? Cinco de Mayo. It was a lot of fun. And
Flanco de Mayo?
Yeah, right. Flanco de Mayo. But lime juice, soy sauce, brown sugar, salt and pepper, and some garlic is what I used. And I put a little bit of chili paste in there, but not much because Michelle's not real fond of real hot, spicy food. But, you know, then the fresh lettuce and the chopped up tomatoes, made a little corn salsa as well, which is just, I put some corn on the cob on the grill.
Nice.
And got it.
I love corn salsa.
Charred and put some black beans in there.
Sweet.
And some Roma tomatoes and a little olive oil and made that up. And boy, you know what? For a guy that doesn't do a lot of Mexican food, it kind of turned out good. So
surprise yourself?
Yeah, I did. But the flank steak, again, grilled it to medium rare, cut it on the bias. It's in long little strips, works out really good in that fajita setting. And it's just, again, wasn't too spicy because of who I was feeding. But generally, you'd amp up that heat a little bit.
Now, I did a chimichurri sauce about a year ago. Have you ever tried making that?
No.
It's
I'm not even sure I know what it is.
It's good on flank steak or skirt steak.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's from Colombia, Venezuela area, Argentina, they do it, Brazil. It's made with either
all
parsley.
All over South America.
Yeah. Or in Central, probably a bit too, but there's kind of a region where they use it. I don't know about Southern South America, but I know especially in Colombia and Venezuela, it's big. But it's made with either parsley or a cilantro. I like to make it with cilantro, but the original recipes down there pretty much use parsley. But it's just a wonderful green slaw that you put on your steaks to kind of finish them off. You can marinate them in it too, and it's traditional Central and South American style flank or skirt prep. And
well, Bob, we both get a lot of emails throughout the week, and we subscribe to a lot of different places that send us information. And we got a safety alert this week regarding the grill brushes, right?
Right. And so that really got me thinking, and I posted it because my godson Ian Jabor over in Troy hit me up last summer at the grill when I pulled my brush out and started brushing my grill. He's like 15 years old, really bright kid. And he goes, Uncle Bob, you know you're not supposed to use a brush like that on a grill, right? And I've heard it a bunch of times, but I'm stubborn, and I have a bunch of brushes.
Well, and you're smarter than Ian, even though you don't, you know. Right.
I don't know. He'll tell you all about splitting cells. No, but I used to sell brushes for Grill Daddy, so
right,
I got a bunch of them. So the long and the short of it is I saw that article. I posted it on our Grilling Guys Facebook page, and I thought, you know what? There's enough of these incidents out there. You can't use brushes anymore. You got to find other alternatives. We have better methods. Next week, we're going to have a specialist on that's going to tell us some really cool stuff on how to throw away the brush. But thanks, Ian, for sticking in my mind and getting me to get my act
together. And not sticking in your throat with a piece of wire fiber.
There you go.
There we are. Coming up next, we're going to get the kids involved at the grill and around the grill for Mother's Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.